Welcome to the second week of This Week in Church Blogging, the podcast of Sean'sBlogspot.com. I want to thank you for joining me again. I was in the mood for a little groovy music because I'm in a groovy mood because so excited to be able this week to be going to be a part of what I think is just an unbelievable conference that's happening, the multi-site conference, which you can see about at multisite.org. It is sold out, has been sold out for about a month, and Seacoast, along with Community Christian Church, North Coast Community Church, and Leadership Network, is going to be able to just do what I think is going to be an awesome conference here for about 450 church leaders from all over the country, and excited to be a part of it. Get to share a little bit about weekend services in a multi-site environment, creatively communicating through the multi-site system, and also get to share a little bit about being able to how we start a distance and keep up with a distance campus. And so those are three breakout sessions that I am involved in and excited to be involved in, working with just two great other churches along with Seacoast as well, but Community Christian and North Coast, just leaders in their own right in the multi-site world, and both, all three of us doing it a little bit different. And then, of course, Leadership Network. You want to, if you're a church leader out there, you want to check them out and find out what they do, because they have some awesome, awesome abilities to pull leaders and churches together to use each other and to use the synergy that comes from what they do, just to create awesome opportunities for churches and church leaders. So I want you to check those out. If you are interested in the multi-site world and interested in multi-site church at all, you'll want to go to multi-site.org, and you can follow that link from the show notes as well. You'll want to get signed up for the May. We're doing the same conference in May, and you'll want to get signed up for that. It's going to be here at Seacoast. We're excited to be able to host it, and we've already had people to start registering for that. As I said, the other conference has been sold out for over a month. So, again, welcome to the podcast. This is Sean Wood, the Creative Communications Pastor at Seacoast Church, and just glad that you have joined us again. I've got a couple people's feedback from last week's podcast, and so they enjoyed it. Excited to continue to throw that out there. Even got a call from Terry Storch over at terrystorch.com, who listened to the podcast. So if you're listening again this week, Terry, you and the other 15 or 16 people who are, I'm glad you're out there and y'all keep spreading the word. I hope that we can get information out about church blogging and just what's going on and what we're learning at Seacoast as well. One of the things we're learning at Seacoast is that blogging works, and that it's an unbelievable opportunity for our senior pastor to get stuff out, to be able to get his heart out there, to be able to share things that are going on, to get his personality out there even more. And in the multi-site environment, it's even more important that he had that opportunity. And so we have been nurturing along his blog, and I have to say to Greg, has done this completely on his own, 99%. Besides just a few questions here and there, he jumped out there and, like he always does, leads the charge, and has done a great job with his blog. It is something that our people here at Seacoast read, and I think it's something that pastors are able to benefit from as well. But we have transitioned that blog over to be able to get from the URL, www.gregsurratt.org. We'll now work with that, and so excited to have that out there and to be able to share that his thoughts with our community here at Seacoast, but also with the church community. So it's a new, old blog, but a new URL that you can get to it, and still can subscribe to it as well, and the RSS feed and everything from his site. So it's a good deal. One of the cool things that Greg is going to do is at this multi-site conference, he is sharing in a main session, and has some stuff you guys will want to check out about multi-site, about using and leveraging technology, and just talking about how what is a church. And you're going to want to listen to or want to get the notes for that and read it. And so we are going to be putting Greg's notes out on his blog, www.gregsurratt.org, when that conference session is over. He's going to share with you what's going on, and want to hit that and read his notes. Also, on that same line, what's going on in church blogging this week, is excited to see another blog pop up on the scene from a friend of mine, and my boss as it stands as well. Jeff Surratt has launched MultisiteRevolution.com. And MultisiteRevolution.com is going to be dedicated, a blog dedicated to the multi-site revolution, what's going on in it, what you can learn, just everything that this guy, Jeff, who is on the bleeding edge of multi-site, involved with Leadership Network and then here with Seacoast and coming out with a book soon on the multi-site revolution, also entitled Multi-Site Revolution. You just want to keep up with that blog if you're interested in multi-site, if you're interested in church and just where church is going. That is going to be an interesting blog to watch. And so I wanted to put that out there. The link to that is in the show notes. And he has promised on the first couple posts there to do some live blogging from the multisite.org conference that's going on. So if you weren't able to make it or couldn't sign up in time and can't make May, or maybe you're going to come in May and just want to hear what's going to be said at this one as well, you'll want to watch the live blogging going on. That's going to be a neat thing. And so at multisite.org, if you guys don't mind, listen to this podcast, get the word out about that. And let's give Jeff and his team some props over there at Leadership Network and at multisiterevolution.com. And let them know you're there. Comment on his blog, link to his blog, and let's get the word out about this revolution that is happening. So that was a neat development. Two new URLs to put in your reader and subscribe to and really pay attention to. Another thing that is out there that is new and is upcoming, and I am just excited to have a relationship with, is GodiPod.com. I have had the privilege of getting to talk with Mark Batterson over at Theater Church, and who is leading the charge for this GodiPod.com. Had the opportunity to just email with him some, and then have had a couple phone conversations with him, and we are excited over at Seacoast that we have the possibility, looks like, of joining in and being a content provider at GodiPod.com. We are still hashing out the last details, Mark, and I hope it's something I can put out there. If it's not, whoops, I just did. So email me and tell me if you're going to turn us down. But it looks like it's going to happen, and we're going to be able to have content on GodiPod.com, and look forward to working with Mark. But most of all, look forward to the passion that this guy has for digital discipleship and is really getting content out there for people to be able to get easily and in other various ways. And so check out theaterchurch.com. I believe that they are one of the rising churches in the country. I think that they've got it going on when it comes to technology and creativity. And I believe that they're going to be, and Mark is going to be a leader to watch, and Theater Church is going to be a church to watch. I love their vision of having churches in every theater in the D.C. area. That just excites me, and I'm not even a part of their vision, but I want to do everything I can in the kingdom to help that happen. And pay attention to them. Go to GodiPod.com and buy your new video iPod from them. Support the kingdom at the same time. Don't buy it from Apple. Buy it from GodiPod.com. That's my commercial for you, Mark, and I hope that you get some hits because of it. Last thing I want to talk about on today's show, it's going to be a short show. I am getting ready for Chicago, and honestly thought about not doing week two, but then said, you know, what kind of start would that be? So here's the last part of the show today. Seacoast Church has been featured on Church Marketing Sucks this week, and would ask you guys to go and read about that. It's the peer review. Of course, when you throw anything out there for a peer review, it looks like the first three or four comments we've gotten have basically said that we have the worst website in the history of the world. So I want to see if everybody thinks that's true. I don't think it's exactly true, but I do want to learn from whoever we can. But read through those. Tell us what you think about our website, the functionality, the design of it. Tell us what you really think, as the first couple of people have. And we want to know. We want to look at it. As with any criticism or any peer review, of course, we are big boys and big girls, and we will take it with a grain of salt if we don't think it's true, and we will take it with the power of a mustard seed if we think it is true, and we'll change things. So we want to constantly be evaluating what we do and how we do it and making sure that it is the best that we can possibly present to both Seacoasters and to lost seeking people. And so I would love to hear what you think about that peer review. Well, thank you again for joining the show this week. We've kept it short, under 10 minutes this week. Maybe that's a better format. I'd love to know what you think. Sometimes a podcast can go on, and I think, you know what, could have been 10 minutes long. So maybe it should be 10 minutes long every week. We're just under 10 this week, and I hope you have a great week. Pay attention to us again. Remember, live blogging, multisiterevolution.com of the Multisite Conference, and go to multi-site.org and register for the May Conference. We would love to see you in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina in May. Until next week. That was church blogging news this week in church blogging. Thanks, guys.